Arvut system. Item 25.
Yes, what we've learned here, the history, how the divine idea, the godly idea clothes in this world in people. That's a big problem, because how can we imagine that it's happening according to the will to receive, the Creator created, and the will to receive spreads among the 70 qualities, Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, which are called the 70 nations of the world. And in each group, in each part, in each nation, if you divide humanity in this way, since it's coming from the 70 roots, there is a great difference. And how we are bringing these different groups to unity, to connection, so they would attain Gao, Bina, Chochma, and Ketel, which are the qualities of the Creator. So how can we imagine those things? Therefore, we learned that's how it is. From the upper roots, they spread down below the forces, and humanity, which was created in this world, includes these 70 roots called the 70 nations of the world. And the goal here is from this dispersion between them, even though there's a great difference between their spiritual roots. And according to these roots, they also develop corporeally, differently than one another. Each one has his culture, education, psychology, his approach to life. It's hard to find among them something that is similar. Since on the inanimate, still in vegetative and animate degrees, that they resemble one another according to the bodies, the flesh, as we say. But according to human qualities, belong to psychology, attitude to life, they have different roots between them. And here we need to understand that there is a time for these roots to develop and to show relative to the others, and to feel relative to the others its uniqueness and the difference between the nations of the world. And there are conflicts here and wars and all the games of the ego that is burning in each and every one in his own natural way. And later they come to a new period where they understand that the connection between them is worthwhile compared to the profit from conflict. So it turns out that these periods change, and we see it in humanity. We begin to form ties, and education, culture, trade, that's very important, very close to people's ego on the one hand. On the other hand, it causes their connection, but on a different degree. As it says, go and profit off of one another. And that's how we come to a state where there are nevertheless connections between the nations. Until we come to a state where through the desires that are growing and are approaching one another, through the profit and losses that exist in their around them, and the trade, and they begin to be connected to one another. In this way, they begin to form connections in culture, in education, in science, until they begin to mix together. The first kind of mixture that takes place in humanity was in ancient Babylon. And from there, we have those first signs of connection between all the groups. Not so much nations, you can say, but between the different groups that gathered there. And you could say that naturally, artificially, one group emerged who said, no, we are not, we're not in this like everyone, rather we want to connect together. And from all those 70 groups, called the 70 nations of the world, people have gathered, people who started to think that the connection between them is more worthwhile, more appealing, more advanced. And in the connection between them, they can attain much more profit, succeed in attaining the essence of life, the purpose of life. That's how the group called Yashar Kel was born. As it was written, our desire is to reveal our King. We wish to know this force that is governing reality, that connects us, that is above us. In this way, a nation was formed, a group. It was called a nation. Another group that does not belong to the 70 natural roots that existed in humanity. It was a mix, a mixture of everyone. Its stature, its existence was based on their desire to reach Arvut connection. And in this way they exist, because in their existence they reach a new essence, where there aren't that many people here, many individual cultures.
And
as each and every other nation has, but rather there's something here that is common to the human species, or through a connection, through the incorporation between them, they're able to build something called Adam, man. Adam hadume labore, who resembles the Creator, something, a common space between them. And this is the first step towards reaching the concept of the Creator, because just like the Creator who shattered the system of Adam HaRishon, they want to connect in order to find their root, which is man. And this is what they tried to do. Since then, thousands of years have passed, and we are today in the continuation of that same trajectory. And today we begin to see those things as they are established in us in such a way where we begin, or rather continue, that original trend to be together and to reveal between us, in the connection between us, the Creator, the upper force. If we try to connect above our ego, as we learned and will learn in the future, then by that we're building a system called Bo'e. What is this common power, our common root that we discover in this way that connects us? All those who are different from one another, distant, even can't understand one another. But if, above all our differences, we try to nevertheless connect and reach something common, then we reveal this common quality as the Creator. And this is how we make it. How we come to be connected through the Arvut for the revelation of the Creator. Therefore, the Arvut is such an important state. It's the final state from the perspective of our existence, of the revelation of the Creator between us, where as much as we connect between us as one man in one heart, as much as we're incorporated without erasing anything that exists in us naturally, that the Creator created in each and every one. Since why would He shatter the vessel of Adam HaRishon? Into all the different details, individual details, since if we can begin to search for the connection above these individual details, then we collect this Lego, this puzzle, all these pieces into something called Bo'e. Come and see Creator. And this is how we can imagine Him, attain Him, get to know Him. And we have no other way. But in this way, when we come to connection, and to the purpose of connection. Therefore, love your friend as yourself, and all those other verses that point us in the direction of connection, they are necessary. To be realized between us, because by that we realize our destiny. And to this date, we were in preparation. And in these days and beyond, we are in the process of realization. The realization of the correction, because as Baal Sulam explains to us, we can begin to connect in practice between us and above our corporeality, where we find ourselves in different biological bodies. Above that, we can connect as one man in one heart, where according to our intentions and thoughts and our direction toward connection, we can be as one system, meaning a system, different, but as one, where everyone works like all the systems that we learn about when we build them into technology, where all the parts are working, each one according to his nature, but all of us have share one intention to attain our common goal. This is the form of our connection. And in this way we connect more and more, and we reveal more and more of that special force that exists between us and is revealed. And all of it, our process can be called avot. Since as much as we can advance towards the final goal, each of us, and in all the connection between us, we will reveal opposing forces, the forces of mutual rejection, the ego, on the one hand, and on the other hand, we'll have to work on love covers all transgressions, so the connection between us will be more and more multifaceted, more powerful above all the differences between us. And this is, in effect, the power of the vessel we are building. As much as parts of it become individually egoistic, greater egoists, the connection above them will connect everyone together, and in this way we will build this great vessel and with internal intensity, with the big ego and the connection above it, the big connection above it. Until we get to realize the entire world to receive, the Creator created something, existence out of absence, and we will ask the Creator for the forces of connection. Since these egoistic forces connect between them, above them, and that's how we'll get the level of the corrected vessel, which means we are setting up the system of Adam
620 times
stronger than how it was in the system of Adam HaRishon in the beginning of creation. Meaning that of Adam HaRishon in the beginning of creation. Meaning that the entire process we've undergone is called the revelation of the ego, the force that separates us, increasing this ego. Inventing the connection between us so that love will cover all transgressions. And then for this connection to take place above the separation. And that's how we advance. Until we come to a state where we're all as one man in one heart, and all of humanity, all the souls will connect together. Which will be the end of correction, to bring that created being, so he would truly resemble the Creator in all its power. This is what we're celebrating today, if we can say, in these days. This is called the festival of the giving of the Torah, because we receive a special illumination that connects us, that explains to us how we need to behave with one another through the force of our vote, which is the main thing that has to be revealed through the giving of the Torah. And this connection will explain everything that is happening to us and also the entire process we have to undergo from the beginning of creation till the end of creation.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот это объединение, как один человек в одном сердце или с одним сердцем, это происходит в намерении только, либо...
This connection is one man in one heart. Does it happen only in the intention or also in the desire?
No, our desires remain as they were.
Йотер ויותר רצונות...
And there will be more and more divided desires, separate desires, even distant desires. As humanity develops, there's more, greater and greater scrutiny in our egoistic nature, culture, education. And through this development, we begin to know ourselves more and more and see how different we are, how strange we are to one another. But from that, we try to put ourselves back together as one system where our goal is to attain our root, which is one. Then by leaning towards attaining the root, the Creator, we connect. Otherwise, there's no connection. There's no force that will connect us. There's no reason that can connect us, because in truth, each and every one is different than the others. And through the shattering, all the desires and intentions and thoughts have divided, and one is nothing like his friend, rather. We're all different. But when we want to reveal the Creator, who is one for everyone, and only in this way, being one for everyone, is called the Upper One, the Creator. So in order to obtain Him, we must connect. We must be as one man in one heart. Meaning, in our desires to unite so that all of our desires are from Him, and only in the connection of the desires, when the system works, which is already divided and broken, it would work as one unit, integral to the attainment of the Creator. So it turns out that there are many, this is called 600,000 souls, but the number is just according to the Rosh of the Parzuf and the Guf of the Parzuf of Adam Arishon, and his Guf is Chesed Gvurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. That's why each one needs to climb to the degree of Atzilut called Ribo. That's why we say 600,000 souls. It's not a number, really. Although we count it according to the numbers, seemingly the quantity, but it's not quantity, it's not even levels, this is inner intensity. That's how we connect Him, attaining the Creator.
As
it's written in the prophets, Isaiah, he writes about it. In the end, all the desires to receive will connect together through the screen, When this great vessel that's full of internal conflict and collision in each and every part of it, everyone will be covered in a single screen. And we'll have one direction for the action of each and every desire. As long as we attain in mutual guarantee with all the other desires that are opposite, that are hating, if we work to attain the one root, since the one root is one, and it's possible to attain it only through connection of different branches, even hated branches.
При полном правильном применении методики.
Thank you, Rav. With all of the right use of the method and sufficient intensity of arvut, we discover that specifically during the lesson, every moment, the Creator is building us from our individual tens, builds the kli.
Yeah, specifically when it feels like we're coming to the lesson and we're going to do something in the lesson, and that's how you need to relate to the lesson, but this is the time where we meet between us, and the Creator builds for that day, He makes us into a new system. He gives us an upgrade to our entire group.
Specifically in that place of our vut, where we invest the place between us?
I wouldn't say yes and no. The Creator does what He needs to do. But we need to show our presence as much as possible, our willingness for change, for being taken care of. The rest of the Arvut.
So we are in the Arvut article, item 25. Now there remains to complete what we have said in the previous article, Matan Torah, about the reason that the Torah was not given to the fathers. Since the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, the axis of the whole Torah, and around which all the mitzvot revolve, so as to clarify and interpret it.
Mitzvot means corrections that we have to perform in our will to receive.
Cannot be observed by an individual, but only through the prior consent of an entire nation.
Meaning, if we're talking about the general correction of nature, especially men, the ego that exists between one person and another, then we need to scrutinize the relationship between us, how egoistic it is. Meaning, it can't just be between two people. Rather, there has to be here between the people such a special relationship that would develop to such an extent that they would feel that they are in opposition to one another. How there is a negative or positive attitude between them. So they need to have such relationship between them, like in a nation or an expanded family. And then we can talk about the correction of these relationships.
This is why it took until they came out of Egypt to become worthy of observing it.
So it's when the evil is revealed, called Pharaoh, that's revealed in them. It's not, you know, Egyptians and all that. Rather, the ego that's between them, that's how it's called. The mitzvah of the arvut, love your friend as yourself. And later, when they agreed to it, the Torah was given to them. Meaning, Rav, if they want to come to a connection between them of love, we need to connect again to the image of Adam HaRishon. They will receive from above and gradually the forces for that connection.
However, there still remains to clarify where we find in the Torah that the children of Israel were asked that question and that they agreed to it prior to receiving the Torah.
Well, we have questions and we may not understand those questions, let alone the answers. So let's keep going. For the time being, we don't have.
This is today. What? Who's given me today the method of correction from the previous generations?
Today, the group that gives it, that is trying to give it, that's trying to give it to humanity, the method of correction is the group of Nebuch.
And it's connected to Abraham from then?
Of course, we are pulling this entire process all the way back then, and we're connected to the end of that thread. But the beginning is back then, in ancient Babylon, in the revelation of the Creator, by one of their priests, one of the people in Babylon, who was Abraham, Abraham son of Terach.
And the whole form of those called Israel who don't have the spiritual inclination called Israel, how are they connected to that group?
They're not connected. They'll simply find out that they come to this movement in various forms to reveal the Creator. Because the world will get into such states, and the will to receive such a person will grow into such virtues that without discovering the Creator, each and every one, a person will feel that he cannot survive, cannot exist.
This is clear. Again, the question is, those who are today called Israel, Jews, whatever they're called, who don't belong to the spiritual process.
No, today it's not at all. We have no contact with this, with that original people of Israel. And the process and the essence of creation. But there, it opens up to everyone. That's what Baal Sulam wanted to emphasize, that we are in the last generation. And anyone who grew up during that time and joined it, and there were many who came in and left from the 10 lost tribes, all these things will be revealed later, but there's no connection to us whatsoever. In the old days, used to be many tribes and thousands of people, but we don't need it for attaining the goal. We need a strong core that will be in the correct form of mutual guarantee, and that will cause this world to connect with the upper force. That's the main thing. And then the entire world will begin to feel that, yes, we have no choice. This is the truth, and we have to hold on, not to the same group, as it were, but rather the same approach, attitude, to reveal the Creator through the Arvut, the connection between us. From love of the created beings to love of the Creator.
He says that this is why it took until they came out of Egypt and became worthy. What does it mean, become worthy, and is there a connection between past and future? What does it mean, worthy?
Worthy meaning suitable for correction. Suitable for correction. Right, the will to receive that developed in them now fits the action that they have to perform in the system of Adam HaRishon.
The question is, how's the connection between the past that they were worthy and today? Is there a connection?
It's one system.
So the calendar makes no difference.
No, it makes no difference. It can be one action now and another action 2 years, 2,000 years from now. It's one system at work here.
German 4.
I have two questions. Is there also a avud between the upper one and his students, or only amongst friends?
The
Arvut takes place between the upper one and the group. The Creator doesn't consider a single person, only tens.
It's
like we learn about it later, that the upper light enters only if there are 10 complete sefirot that have this expansion from Keter to Malchut, and they can resemble themselves to the action of the light. Then there's a connection between the ultra.
Does it happen?
Again.
How to awaken the deficiency of the world to build a connection with the upper force? How does that manifest?
Through dissemination. When we explain that we can influence our fate, it's not some blind fate. Rather, to the extent that we try to connect in order to bestow to him, we can advance, we can come closer to him, and we can change his attitude to us, and it will change the attitudes between us and towards him. Meaning, in short, it all depends on us. If we relate to our lives like a system that can be managed, then everything can change for the good.
Are we really in this point of time, like you said in the beginning of the lesson, where the whole world can receive it from us today?
I'm not certain, but you have to try and do it with all our might, meaning wide dissemination from Bnei Baruch to the whole world, is the kind of work that advances us the most towards correction.
From awakening the light that reforms.
There's no such thing that you're doing something. It always passes through the general system, through your broken ten. And it influences the original ten, the upper ten, the spiritual ten, in which the Creator's force resides. And from there, you and all other humans receive changes, influence. And that's how we work. From our tens to the upper original ten, and from there back to us. And the more we approach the concept of that spiritual ten, then certainly our influence is more powerful. And that's how we advance until we're all incorporated into it.
No. Another nuance, if possible. If you can give some example, let's say in the 10 we felt arvut, and
you need to try and imagine that you're in a 10 and try and be so connected that you seemingly composite the
Hebrew, what are the signs that we're coming closer to the connection between us?
The signs that we are connecting is to the extent that the group becomes a 10. And to the extent that in the 10, we're beginning to discover phenomena between spiritual spheres.
How will revelation of the Creator be expressed in all of humanity?
By all of humanity feeling a great, great deficiency, because they will have no choice, a great deficiency to attain the Creator in order to be saved from terrible troubles and problems and suffering. The suffering can be on the spiritual level or also on the corporeal level. It depends on how much we will realize the correction.
From Mach 39, in the Irvut, there are the Creator's qualities. Is that why man resists the Irvut?
Yes, of course a person resists the Irvut, the mutual responsibility. By our nature, who wants to be connected to others as one man with one heart? How can that be? That I leave my heart, and the friend leaves his heart, and we unite in a heart that yearns only for the Creator, only for bestowal, only for the whole world. Who needs it?
Ken?
From Kabu 3, if you could elaborate, what is the necessary condition to enter Alvut in the 10?
What's the necessary condition? We're learning it now. The article, the Alvut, the mutual guarantee or responsibility. It's when each, all of us get closer to each other, and together all of us yearn for the purpose of creation, for the revelation of the Creator. Between us, the Creator cannot be revealed in any one person. It's not in nature, but in the connection between people, when between them there's a difference in their desires and thoughts, in qualities, and they want to be as one. So in that connection that they built between them, there the Creator can be revealed.
From Mach 29, how are our screens connected, all the friends in the group and the Irvut?
We don't know this, but we soon need to discover that we really are coming to spiritual closeness. And that's why we're suddenly in this one group of Nebuchadnezzar in different tents, in all kinds of states. But there is a connection between us. This is why we're all awakened by one force. Item 26.
26. Bear in mind that these matters are evident to every educated person in the invitation that the Creator had sent to Israel through Moses prior to the reception of the Torah. It is as it is written, "Now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be a segula, a virtue unto me from among all the peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you will say to the children of Israel." And Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all the words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has said, we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people unto the Lord.
Yes, this is what is written.
These words do not seem fit for their role, since common sense dictates that if one offers one's friend to do some work and wants him to agree, he should give him an example of the nature of that work and its reward. Only then can the receiver examine it, whether to decline or to accept.
אם להסכים.
אני צריך להגיד שכאן מאות חוואף ועלה.
I have to... Let's read item
27. 27. However, by all we have explained from the beginning of the essay until now, we learn the true meanings of the words as their roles should be to resemble negotiation of offer and consent. This means that with these words, he really does offer them the whole form and content of the work in Torah and Mitzvot, and its worthwhile reward. The work in Torah and Mitzvot is expressed in the words, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests. A kingdom of priests means that all of you, from the youngest to the oldest, will be as priests. Just as the priests have no land or any corporeal possessions, since the Creator is their lot, so will the entire nation be organized, so that the whole earth and everything in it will be dedicated to the Creator. And no person should have any other engagement in it but to observe the mitzvot of the Creator and satisfy the needs of his fellow person, so his friends will lack none of his wishes, so that no person will need to have any worry about himself. In this way, even secular works such as harvesting, sowing, etc., are considered to be precisely like the work with the sacrifices that the priest performed in the temple. How is it different if I observe the mitzvah of making sacrifices to the Creator, which is the mitzvah to do, or if I observe the mitzvah to do, love your friend as yourself? It follows that he who harvests a field in order to feed his fellow person is the same as one who sacrifices to the Creator. Moreover, it makes sense that the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, is more important than one who makes the sacrifice, as we have shown above. Indeed, it is not the end of the matter, for the whole of the Torah and the mitzvot were given for the sole purpose of cleansing Israel, which is the cleansing of the body, as written in item 12, after which he will be granted the true reward of dvikut with him, which is the purpose of creation. That reward is expressed in the words, a holy nation. As through dvikut with him, we have become holy. As it is written, you will be holy to the Lord your God, for I, the Lord your God, who sanctifies you, am holy. You see that the words, a kingdom of priests, expresses the complete form of the work on the axis of love your friend as yourself, meaning a kingdom that is all priests, that the Creator is their possession, and they have no self-possession of all the mundane possessions. We must admit that this is the holy definition through which we can understand the words a kingdom of priests. For you cannot interpret it with regard to the sacrifices on the altar, since this cannot be said about the whole nation. For who would be making the sacrifices? Also, with regard to taking the gifts of the priesthood, who should be the givers? And also, to interpret the holiness of the priests, it has already been said, a holy nation. Therefore, this must certainly mean that it is only that the Creator is their domain, that they lack any material possessions for themselves, meaning the full measure of the words, love your friend as yourself, which encompasses the whole of the Torah. And the words, a holy nation, expresses the full form of the reward, which is Dvikut.
So what is he trying to say in the end? If we observe, love your friend as yourself, we come to a state of adhesion with the Creator, and this is our reward.
Beseder.
Дорогой Раф, вот там написано, что даже такие будничные действия,
Dear Rav, it's written that daily actions have to do with the sacrifices or love of others. How can you...
The upper light that influences us according to our efforts changes our qualities and brings us to understand that if I do something for the sake of others, it is as if I'm doing it for the sake of the Creator and as if I am by this correcting the soul.
Okay?
But they didn't say anything about direct deeds for the others, but even corporeal work.
Yes. If I do it for the sake of others, it is like the holy work. And if I do it for the sake of people, it is the same as doing it for the sake of the Creator. Yes. Look what is written. Look, thousands of years ago, people already attained it and wrote it. And it's alive to this day. And specifically today, we have to come to a state where we implement it.
What's the secret here? That you supposedly hold the 10 in your heart and love of others, and you do an external action with it?
No, it's not about external physical actions that you do. It is about us having to do such actions that will bring us closer internally. Then this whole world, and this whole world was also given only so as to bring us closer internally into one vessel, one desire.
Mi pregunta es, el
Good day, dear Rav. My question is,
más bien personal, una actitud hacia
is the avut the matter of a personal approach, or an approach towards a friend, or the general approach of the ten? How can we implement the avut?
By depicting to ourselves that the goal is in a common place between us, and only through a common approach between us can we come to that same place and receive the goal, which is adhesion with the Creator, or in other words, it is attained through love for the friends. And this is how, in every single activity, we have to do and assemble all these activities until we come to the general inclusive.
San Francisco, what does it mean, connection according to the system of Adam Rishon?
It is when all the parts of Adam Rishon, it's a system, it's not a person, it's a system. So each piece, each part in the system exists in each of us, and they become reconnected as in one body.
The hatred and the hardships that the corporeal nation of Israel has endured, will these hardships afflict the students of Bnei Baruch if we don't advance in the fashion that we need it to?
Each one of us receives and is activated from above, from the Creator, from the system called Adam that has to resurrect and be revealed in our senses. That's why there's no connection here that was before or after, but the connection especially depends on the person himself as much as he continues his correction towards the general correction. That's it. There aren't any other calculations. You must bestow and awaken and advertise the method of correction, because according to that, you correct the world, the souls, and according to that, you cause your soul to uplift. That's it. No, let's keep going.
Item 28. Now we fully understand the previous words, for he says, "Now if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant," meaning make a covenant on what I am telling you here, to be my sgula, virtue, from among all the nations, all the peoples. This means that you will be my sgula, and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you onto all the peoples and nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now. So it will be as a remedy for all the nations.
That means that you can't turn to all of humanity at once, but to some group you can turn to them and present it to them. Give them the method of correction because they are already in somewhat prepared to receive it. Yes?
For this reason, he ends, "For all the earth is mine," meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me, as written in item 20. But now, while they are still incapable of performing this task, I need a virtuous people. If you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love your friend as yourself. The axis of all the Torah and mitzvot, commandments. And a holy nation is the reward in its final form of dvekut, adhesion with him, which includes all the rewards that can even be conceived. These are the words of our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words which you will say to the children of Israel. They made the precision, "These are the words, no more and no less." This is perplexing. How can you say that Moses would add or take away from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it? We find no such example in the whole of the Torah. On the contrary, the Torah says about him, "For he is the trusted one in all my house."
Yes. So there are questions here, and we will have to scrutinize them. Next,
29. Now we can fully understand that concerning the form of work in its last manner, as explained in the words, "a kingdom of priests," which is the final definition of love your friend as yourself, it was indeed conceivable for Moses to restrain himself and refrain from disclosing the full manner of the work all at once. for fear that Israel would not want to detach themselves from all material possessions and give all their fortune and assets to the Creator, as instructed by the words, a kingdom of priests. It is much like Maimonides wrote, that women and children must not be told the manner of the clean work, which must be in order not to be rewarded, and wait until they grow, become wise, and have the courage to execute it. Therefore, the Creator gave him the above warning, no less, but offered them the true nature of the work in all its sublimity expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests.
Meaning that revelation should be gradual to each group and each level in humanity as according to their development, and that's the way it was accepted to begin with.
Regarding the reward that is defined in the words, a holy nation, it was possible for Moses to contemplate, interpreting and elaborating further about the pleasantness and the sublime subtleness that come with Dvikut with him, to persuade them to accept this extreme, to completely detach themselves from any worldly possessions as do priests. Hence, he was warned no more. But be vague and do not explain the whole reward included in the words, a holy nation. The reason for this is that had he told them about the wondrous things in the essence of the reward, they would necessarily use and assume his work in order to obtain that wonderful reward for themselves. This would be considered working for themselves, for self-love. That, in turn, would falsify the whole purpose. Thus, we see that regarding the form of the work expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests, he was told no less. And about the unclear measure of the reward expressed in the words, a holy nation, he was told no more.
Yes, to exactly go according to love your friend as yourself. Actually, that's the direction. By this, also the nation of priests and the holy nation, it's all implemented correctly and towards the right goal. I see that there are no more questions. It's a sign that we can go deeper in this art.
This whole evening we've been learning Lavi Fernizisov. Can you translate what Lavi Fernizisov means? And can we even come to such concepts in this world?
The answer is simple. You can't. You can't reach it. Love your friend as yourself. In this world, as you're saying. But love your friend as yourself. It's a condition that is clarified on the degrees that we rise above our ego, 125 degrees, until we ascend to the existence of unconditional love, whole love, with the Creator. And those degrees are actually that each and every time the ego in man is revealed more, and we turn it in order to bestow. And more ego rises, and more in order to bestow. And in this way, until we finish all the ego that the Creator created to begin with and turn it into love.
In other words, until we have attainment, real Kabbalists, we can't even use this concept. As the Torah writes, that the whole Torah is based on it.
You get attainment to the extent that you have to work with your will to receive. It's not that suddenly you are given attainment, then it's taken away. If you work with your will to receive, which is complex, and in order to bestow, that you want to turn it this way or that way and scrutinize it, then you reach a state that you start attaining the essence of your will to receive and the light that works in it. And all these things, for you, they start being more and more clear. That's called attaining.
In other words, let's put it this way, to try to love one another, even in our tents, there's no connection between things. You do good, you're a good guy, you're doing good things for the friends, you're trying to annul before them. So, this is not loving your friend as yourself. So we can't attain it, as you said.
I understand you, but it's not right. In every detail that happens in us, we scrutinize in a mutual tendency between us, scrutiny towards love your friend as yourself. Just now, we're still scrutinizing them corporeally. We still don't go into the spiritual world. The difference is, as much as we want to truly be in bestowal, the moment I decide that I want to be in bestowal, so I go from working in this world to working in the spiritual world. That's how it's called. What's the difference between these two worlds? It's as much as I try to be in love towards a friend above my ego. That's called spirituality. Try and do that, and you'll feel that you uplift above your ego, and that's called that you rise above this world.
So, Hello, friends. We learned that the spiritual pleasure is much greater and higher than a corporeal pleasure. What is special about this pleasure that promotes us?
It's just greater. Also by me needing to annul my ego, to relinquish something, also by me able to receive spiritual pleasure and not take it, but pass it on to others in order to bestow. It's just greater. For now, we won't bring any other discernments into it. If I can invert myself in using some pleasure, some instance in my life, truly for the others, that's God that I'm working in order to bestow. We have to do such exercises in each and every group. And then by that, we'll advance to a state that will know and understand their abilities and get forces from above in order to do them. But for now, let's start simple to be in mutual bestowal towards one another. And if we're lacking forces or desires to bestow, we'll ask the Creator to give it to us. We'll just demand it from Him. With that, I'm allowed to come to Him and demand and ask.
If
I may, another small question. Why did the priests not have
such yearning for corporeality, but I feel that I do have these yearnings for material things as well.
That all depends on as much as you value or importance, as much as spirituality for you is greater than corporeality. That's it. So you can reach a degree that you'll be a Kohen, a priest. That means that you've reached a state that the upper light bestows upon him to such an extent that he can deal with all of his desires to this world. With everything. We'll say that. And then he's called Kohen. Not that he was born in that way. It's that he reached a degree called Kohen.
Yes, hello, Rav. You explained before about a holy nation, but now you started to explain about the priests. But you didn't really tell us what that kingdom of priests is. What is the work of priests? Because a lot is written about it, the work of the priests. It's a whole world. It's not just those who choose bestowal. What is this kingdom of priests?
It's those that are in the actions of bestowal, actually unique, pure. They are called priests. There's no other difference between man and man. The Torah doesn't go through inheritance. The fact that your father was a Kohen, a priest, you don't become one. We're speaking about spirituality in man. If you attain a special degree, that's what you're called.
Okay, I'm not a Kohen. I wasn't born a Kohen, a priest. But in the Torah, many things are written about what the priests do. There are many works of the priests. What are these works?
When you reach the degree of bestowal called Kohen, then you will discover there all the possibilities to bestow, and that's called the work of the Kohanim, of the priests. That's it. There's the work of the Levites, the work of Israel, the work of each and every one. That's how it is. All in all, we're speaking about something very simple. Implementation of love your friend as yourself in all kinds of levels and possibilities. So, succeed. PT 13.
Yes, Rav. From item 26 to the end of the article, Bala Sulam basically explains in a very indirect way that these are not all kinds of rituals and ceremonies, but that the work and the reward are both in loving your friend as yourself?
Yeah, he simply wants to explain this to scholars, that everything they learn, still, it's all included under the condition of love your friend as yourself. And that's what we're doing. You can say it in a different way. You can say it like in words that are distant from this, instead of love or something. We need to discover a place to reveal the Creator, to build a place for the Creator to be revealed. But how do you build that? In the connection between people, what do you build that place from? From desires of people that are willing to connect, and then from their desires that are willing to connect, you build a place, because the Creator is called a place that he can be revealed there.
Представляется, что статья говорит со стороны желаний, со стороны келим.
It seems like the article speaks from the perspective of the desire, the vessels. But if we read this article alone,
я обращаюсь.
With what desire or yearning do I turn through this article?
I want to receive from this article the right guidance, how I relate to everything that is talked about in this article, the nations, Israel, work of man, each and everything that we've gone through in this article. That's what I'm studying. I want to format myself, to organize myself in mind and in heart, mind and heart, in a way that as much as Baal HaSulam says, that by that I will be filled. And that's what I'm expecting from the lesson. Or I study alone. I learned that in all kinds of cases and instances. I gave out an article to a few, I separated an article into a few parts. Next to every part, I wrote something that I thought, where is this written, where is that written? Like research. But really, the best is if I try to implement it in the friends, because all in all, there is where I get sermons and scrutinies, and it'll be more important for me than thousands of words, even by Baal HaSulam, because it'll be my Torah. That's why I recommend to try and implement this article as much as you can absorb it, because it's very complex. We still don't understand how much. So try and organize it in us, in the groups, our groups.
Bonding, we're waiting for everyone with great excitement, aren't we?
Yes, we're very excited. We want to tell you a bit of what we're going to have this evening, not things that we don't know, but all the good things that we do know and like to do. We'll sit together in a festive meal. We're going to speak in workshops, songs, speakers. We'll hear friends from the Israeli Kli, from the world. We're going to have a true party of connection. And I want to ask you, Av, we have a few hours before this gathering, how to reach this in the best way to this incorporation?
Yeah. We are coming to this evening, to this connection, to this meeting, in a way that we are ready for connection, that we want. We want this connection to help us ascend spiritually, to really receive the Torah, whose light reforms. And this is why we're coming. We're coming into this meeting. It doesn't matter if we come physically or virtually. Those who can. There are some people who at this time are working, even though today is Sunday. Or they're busy, I don't know. But there is still a possibility for everyone. So try to connect to us and be together with us. And as much as we unite, it is all our gain. I have nothing to say. We need to bring our desire for connection, for correction. And then in the connection between us, we will receive another part of the Torah, of the upper light, to the extent that we get close between us, accordingly the Creator can come between us and fill our hearts, and we'll begin to feel the upper reality that doesn't depend on our flesh. And this is how we will advance.
We learned the whole week the article of the Ovut, and we read about the importance of our mutual inner connection, how to reach, how to come correctly in order to implement in this meeting.
When I understand that reception of the Torah can only be through connection between us, as we read, that after we are ready, in we will do and we will hear, we're ready for mutual responsibility, then we connect among us to some extent. It's not like we're at the end of correction already, but to a certain extent. And then in that connection between us, we do receive what the Creator wants to reveal to us. And this is what we will have.
We're a week before Shavuot, the holiday, and in Shavuot used to bring offerings to Jerusalem. What should each one bring?
The offering means that what I can and want to contribute from the bottom of my heart, contribute to building our common vessel called the Beit HaMikdash, the holy house, the temple. So it's a house, it's a vessel, and to make it one of holiness, Kedusha. So I need to bring into it what I can, everything I can, to bring into this vessel. And then, out of these offerings of ours, we will have a vessel with an intention to bestow, so that we can truly receive the revelation of the Creator, and by this bring Him contentment. Maybe you want to say something?
I wanted to ask, I have another scrutiny about what, about this evening. I'm really expecting it, and I know, and we heard, we saw from the past how such an evening can be a springboard that really helps us rise to a new degree in our spiritual development of the whole vessel. One of the things in the evening is that we're going to be in a mutual incorporation, not in our original tense.
Yes.
So how to relate to this? What should be the attitude to this form that we're mixed between us? How to depict the Ovut correctly?
I don't think we need to sit according to tense. It will cause separation. We need to disperse. Every ten should be dispersed among all the other tens, and in this way we will have a correct vessel, correct common vessel. Because in a spiritual connection, the way the Sefirot connects, we will see that there are such laws there that, well, it's like in mathematics, to the power of this and this and this and that. It gives you a greater and greater power of the vessel. So, sitting, we should sit not necessarily with friends or people close to you, etc., because we all want to be incorporated. And precisely by being with people that I don't really know, by this I can express my relation to connection more. It's difficult for me, but precisely by this I feel how much we're trying to connect among us. This is why it's not necessary to sit together. I'm not saying you should run away from your group, but look, be free. I would say this. You shouldn't choose at all where you're sitting. You shouldn't. But wherever you happen to sit, it's called wherever the Creator makes a place for you.